The state's top law enforcement officials are rolling out a new initiative aimed at curbing violent crime in Alaska. At its heart is more collaboration between federal, state, and local officials. But the majority of policy measures are aimed at crime in Anchorage, without many new measures for rural Alaska or areas outside of the state's largest city. At a press conference today in the downtown Anchorage Federal Building, acting U.S. Attorney Brian Schroeder stood side to side with the heads of several state and federal law agencies. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes was there and joins us now to talk about what to expect in this new initiative. So, first of all, what new measures were announced today?
So, today we heard the announcement of the Alaska Anti-Violent Crime Strategy. There are a few different steps within that, but basically it's an effort between a lot of different federal agencies that have a presence in the state, like DEA, the ATF, Homeland Security, and it's getting them into closer coordination with state and local partners in regards to combating violent crime. As far as specifics go, we heard about a couple of initiatives. For every murder and shooting that happens in the municipality of Anchorage, for example, there'll be what's called a federal duty officer sent out to the scene. And the idea is that they can help build intelligence or offer some general assistance to the local law enforcement agency, in this case, the Anchorage Police Department. Likewise, there's a ballistics task force that's going to be reviewing evidence from shootings to look for patterns and potentially aid with prosecutions down the line. There are also going to be programs aimed at identifying violent offenders for federal prosecution, a new partnership between the state troopers and a federal prosecutor, along with some expanded reentry and anti-recidivism efforts.
And what about the timing of this? It seems like there's been a lot of news lately about reorganization within the Anchorage Police Department and talks of re-legislating Senate Bill 91. Where does this initiative fit with other efforts happening around the state?
Well, Acting District Attorney Schroeder says this strategy has been in the works for months, but it does dovetail with a more recent announcement by Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department, where they want U.S. attorneys' offices all around the country to come up with plans for combating a nationwide uptick in crime. Part of that is the revival in something called Project Safe Neighborhoods, which was first introduced 15 years ago and has kind of ebbed in the years since, but it's a little bit of a playbook for collaboration between law enforcement agencies. Likewise, the state's attorney general, Jana Lindemuth, was there at the press conference, also making a statement and taking questions. And it's really state law enforcement and prosecutors that have seen a big drop in resources as a result of diminished budget appropriations by lawmakers in the last 2 or 3 years. So the troopers, the state's Department of Law, they're the ones really, really struggling to keep up with delivering justice, just as most state, federal, and local officials will tell you there's more crime happening. And this is one of those multi-pronged strategies that seems like it's trying to close gaps and get more efficient with handling violent crime and investigations.
Zach, the new initiatives that were announced today, are they focused primarily on Anchorage, other cities, or spread statewide?
This new strategy is very Anchorage-centric. At this point in time, there's no new dollars coming into the state overall from federal agencies or the Justice Department, so everything here is about leveraging existing capacity. And that capacity is overwhelmingly in Anchorage.
All right, Zach, last, were any of the officials that were there today offering any clear explanations for what's driving the uptick in violent crime?
No overarching general theory, no. Schroeder referred to crime related to opioids, less violent crime committed by, you know, street-level users, but more so towards traffickers and people higher up the chain when it comes to importing and distributing opioids and heroin. Anchorage Police Chief Justin Dahl was also at the press conference today. In the past, he's called this very line of inquiry the department's million-dollar question. Members of the Anchorage Assembly recently have taken public testimony on this issue and heard people ascribe the uptick to drugs, to the state's recession, and even to just a general erosion in moral principles. So lots of explanations, but most people will tell you that it's multifaceted. There's not any one particular cause driving it. And this is happening outside of Alaska as well. Most of the reliable longitudinal indicators show a modest upward trend in serious crime. So it's not just Alaska that's looking for an answer on this question.
Zachariah Hughes covers Anchorage for Alaska Public Media.